Listen up, parents. Our teens are talking. They have something to say. The Teen Forum is coming up next Saturday, noon till 3 at the Trinity Family Life Center. We have guest speakers as students from area high schools and middle schools and colleges. And our very special guest speaker is Freeway Rick Ross. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I can't wait to see you. Now, a lot of people, if they don't know your story, you went from a drug kingpin, right? You were sentenced to life without the possibility of parole, and you were released in 2009. Is that a miracle or what?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. So you went to prison, and it's hard to believe after you made millions and millions upon millions of dollars selling drugs, you couldn't read.
Nope. I was totally illiterate when I went to prison, 28 years old.
Totally illiterate. So how does one go to school and in some instances graduate from high school and can't read?
Have subprime teachers.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe that, you know, I can't blame it all on the teachers, but, you know, the school system definitely has to take some responsibility. 65% of the guys in prison can't read. And most of my friends were in prison when I got there or were coming when I was leaving. So there's definitely a problem in our school system that are churning out people who can't read and write.
All right. That is interesting. And you started your literacy foundation. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I started my literacy foundation because I believe not being able to read and write robbed me from my first love, which was tennis, and a scholarship in tennis. So I felt that a lot of other people going down the same path that I went down, and, you know, I wanted to do something about it.
And you were a successful drug dealer, and, you know, that's a part of your past, but you're sharing your story with others. And for folks who are listening to this interview right now who think, hey, I'm a successful drug dealer, I'm going to make a career out of it, what would you like to say to them?
Well, if you're a successful drug dealer, then you should get out right now. Because the only way you can be a successful drug dealer is walk away from it and really never go back.
Wow.
Because once you go back, then your success is hanging on a limb, you know, because the cops only got to catch you one time. I mean, you can get away. I got away, you know, year after year, day after day, you know, hour after hour, and I thought that, you know, that I got away with it. And then all of a sudden, you know, they came and got me.
Came and got you, and you were supposed to spend the rest of your life in prison.
Yeah. Yes, I was. But I taught myself how to read or write. I started doing the law, and I found the issue that eventually got me out of prison.
So we want to encourage all folks to read, whether you're a kid or an adult. We need reading.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we have to read not only reading, but you have to read certain books if you want to be successful.
So what type of books do you suggest to read to be successful?
Well, you know, my favorite three books, my autobiography, for sure. You definitely got to read.
Of course, of course. And you're going to have those available at the Teen Forum next week, too.
I will. But my other favorite three books is As a Man Thinks or As a Woman Thinks, Think and Grow Rich, and The Richest Man in Babylon. Those are definitely three books that we need to read as people. And they really helped me discover who I was and what I could do with my life.
Wow. So you're a free man today. You learn how to read.
Yes, I am.
And
I'm off parole. Just got off parole about 3 weeks ago. It'd be 4 weeks Monday. And, you know, enjoying my newfound freedom. Went down to Ferguson 2 weeks ago and spent time down there to see what was going on. And, you know, just pushing the limits now. You know, trying to figure out how I can help to solve some of the problems that we're having in the country.
Well, you're actually doing it with your literacy foundation. You have your autobiography, and you're going around the country to speak to teens and young adults, and you're going to do the same thing next Saturday in the city of Richmond. Our special guest speaker at Now Parents Listen Up, a Teens Are Talking Teen Forum, Freeway Rick Ross. Thank you so much.